All right, we got a Dolphins joint practice tomorrow with the Jags. You got a final preseason game on Saturday, and Darren Waller is off the PUP list. I feel like I did this with Odell Beckham, and I know, who was it? Was it Isaiah Smalls who told us this week, like, don't think you're getting OBJ with Waller, but I don't know. I have some sort of excitement. I don't know if it's warranted or not, but I have some sort of excitement that he's off the PUP list. And I imagine you'll see him for maybe a few plays on Saturday. And then I would assume he would be all systems go for the opener, which will be against Daniel Jones. By the way, you and I were off yesterday, Crowder. Yeah. So we even talked about Daniel Jones getting the nod over Anthony Richardson. We will do so. But, yeah, I don't know. I saw the Darren Waller news. I was like, okay, that's, I don't know. And sometimes what feels like a sea of negativity, that felt like a positive.
Yeah, he's a bonus player. Darren Waller's not going to the Pro Bowl. But what if he gives you 200-yard games, a couple touchdowns? He's a bonus guy. That's exactly how we should look at him.
Hey, by the way, guess who went yard for the Reno Aces last night?
Matt Mervis.
Merv Papa. I love it when you call me Merv Papa. Went deep for the Reno Aces last night. And that's his first monster dong as an ace. Hopefully, whoever their awful manager is will find a way to get him in the lineup now, because he'd been riding the bench for 5 or 6 games. It's a ding dong, and all things are right in Reno. The Mervis militia lives on, baby.
Don't they play on the softball field?
All right, settle down.
When they pitch it underhand, I don't know if I saw the right highlight reel.
Today is National Radio Day, by the way. We'll talk about that. National Radio Day. We will celebrate everything that is the grandeur of radio. And there is nothing with less grandeur than radio. But we will celebrate it anyway. I see Solana has taken National Radio Day to a new level. He's doing the handheld mic thing today. Seems to be in some sort of living room, old living room, it seems. Where are you today, Solana?
I am not at my humble abode. I have taken the Solana studio over to the Solana family home today.
I knew I recognized that. That's where Eduardo watches the Tour de France. Is that the room?
This is not the same room, but it's right next door. It's funny. My father told him, like, hey, why don't you lower the volume a little bit? He said, no.
What are you trying to look at? The pictures that they've got hanging there, Crowder?
What decision is that behind you on the wall? What are those pictures? guy's head.
Was it your house or Falero's house that has like the communion pictures that are like, or confirmation pictures or something?
Definitely not mine.
Man, I was at one of your guys' house. I was like, this could be the greatest picture I've ever seen.
What is that?
Definitely not mine with confirmation. I don't know if you know the talk, but Jews don't get confirmed.
Oh, that's right. It was definitely Falero's. Yeah, that's funny.
What is that? With the people sitting around the table in this circle?
I don't. Why are you hating? This is art. Like, I get it. You guys don't have the eye of like of just creativity. I realize that now. Because anytime you see something expressive, anytime you see something with just creativity behind it, you poo-poo on it. I noticed that.
It's a wolf walking on a cloud and a dirty little city.
You can see that for real?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Who put that in a frame?
I can't even see that.
These are expensive, bro. My parents are like, oh, these are expensive.
I know, bro, like 35, 40 bucks. I know them are nice.
This Hobby is, Lobby. This is on the expensive tab at art.com when you sort by price. Do you watch our feed on like a big giant, like do you have it taking up your entire screen, Crowder?
No, I got the little StreamYard with the little duck in the corner.
Okay. So you see all your other like windows and tabs and stuff?
Yeah, I got LASIK though. I have like 15, 20 vision. Like,
I guess because I thought maybe you're watching it and it's taking up the entire screen because I can't see anything of what he's saying. And I'm like, how is he seeing all that? It looks like Tetris to me over your right shoulder.
Those eyes are aged, as they say.
Hold on, let me enlarge the screen here and see if I can see what you're talking about. Mm. Oh, there seems to be a man in a hat with a tie. Over
your
right
shoulder. Got a Jehovah's Witness, of a Jehovah's Witness.
It's not Jehovah's Witness. He's got a little pipe as well.
Yeah. A Jehovah's Witness smoking weed.
Bro, you guys are hating. These are expensive pieces of art.
Well, when you say expensive, what do you mean?
$35, $40.
I'm guessing it's just what you've been told. Like, I thought my parents had some expensive pieces of art, too, till both of them were dead, and I tried to sell the expensive pieces of art, and I found out that, these are from Target.
Well, no, I mean, these are 30,000 Uruguayan pesos. It's about $8 US.
Well, what is that over your left shoulder? Is that pencil shavings?
it's a wolf running on a cloud,
bro. This is
what?
This is a Jose.
Don't touch it. Expensive.
No, yeah, I'm knock it down now. You're losing all kind of money.
I'm gonna go ask. I'll go ask my dad what this is, right. Bro. This looks expensive, man.
You've heard of Salvador Dali? That's Salvador Sali. That's his lesser known cousin. I'm just happy National Radio on a cloud. Day, everybody. Training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening. Hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Here's my suggestion, Dolphins fans. Check out Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post on Twitter. He has got a complete play-by-play of Dolphins practice today. I pulled for just these purposes what I thought was the most interesting quote that he tweeted. He had they had Patrick Paul speaking to the media today, and Joe Shad tweeted out the quote, "We're going to prove them wrong," Dolphins left tackle Patrick Paul told ESPN when he was told ESPN has the Miami O-line ranked 30th entering the 2025 season. So they're ranked 30th out of 32. Patrick Paul says, we're going to prove them wrong. I hope he does. I have some weird faith in Patrick Paul and the offensive line. I'm glasses half full guy on this, this Dolphins team. I really am. It's not shtick. And then people are always like, oh, what are they paying you? They're not paying me anything. We don't air the games. We don't have any relationship with the Dolphins. I happen to be high on the team. No one else is. I am. I can't tell you why. Other than my belief in Tua and McDaniel hasn't waned. So, I just think that after last season with the O-line and the whole Chris Greer debacle, like they've addressed it a little bit. I think Patrick Paul is a decent O-lineman. I really do. He's gigantic. I mean, that's the first step.
He's huge, but he's not proven. I think, like I said, there's a lot of ifs. And with those ifs, you go positive route. I think a lot of people, honestly, I'm not even throwing anybody out there. Me personally, I'm not going yes on as many ifs as you are.
Like, I take Darren Waller going up the pup list, and I'm like, wow, that's cool. He's going to be ready to go for game one. I think a lot of people might go, oh, great, August 20th, and he's finally off the pup list. He hasn't taken any snaps with the Tua, hasn't run any routes. And, you know, so I get it. I just view it through a positive prism.
He hasn't played football in over a year.
Sure, he hasn't, but I can spin that as a positive. He hasn't been banged up in over a year.
He's well rested, huh?
Yeah.
And the O-line, like, Patrick Paul's unproven. He hasn't played a lot. Like, nobody knows he's big. We can see he's big. Savaneyu, whatever the hell his name is.
I'm working Savainaya. On Savainaya.
He's not proven. He hasn't played. Austin Jackson's been hurt. He hadn't played. So it's a lot of even those question marks on the line. You're saying they'll be fine. I'm like,
well you got to feel Patrick Ball has to have improved together from year one to year two. And he wasn't like he was abysmal in year one. I thought, not that he played a ton, but I don't know. I think they have to be improved. And I did see, now maybe I'm doing what I saw on Twitter today from the reporters, but a lot of reporters, I think it may have been Joe Shad talking about how Tua had eons back there to connect with a couple of passes that he was on. Again, you're going up against your team. I get it.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, you remember Derek Hagan?
Mm-hmm.
He was garbage year one. Guess what happened year two?
Yeah, with garbage.
He was still garbage, Hawk, and he was garbage year three.
Well, all no, that being said, I'm expecting a breakout season from Cam Smith.
You would know, like, Patrick Paul last year, he wasn't rookie of the year candidate, but when he was in there, he was fine. I don't ever remember coming away from a game saying Patrick Paul was terrible. He was good.
And Dolphins fans, by the way, love to do that. Oh, another busted draft pick. Trust me, if he was awful, you'd have heard it over and over and over.
Well, especially during training camp is my point. Like, at some point during training camp, you'd have these reporters, like they're doing with the secondary Crowder, going, like they're doing with Cam Smith, going, I don't think this is the guy you should be trusting at left tackle. Like, at some point during training camp, that would have came out, and it's been the absolute opposite out of training camp. Chop Robinson, Patrick Paul, the two picks from last year in the early rounds have been the most hyped players, outside of Tua, obviously, coming out of training camp day in, day out from the Dolphins media contingency. Like, that to me is if you're looking for positives, that's a huge positive.
I mean, I think you could find positives, negatives in any story you want anywhere. Yeah. What's your take, by the way, Crowder, before we get headlines? Because Zach Gelb is going to join us. Mark Schlereth, Stink, is going to join us today. What's your take on Daniel Jones getting the nod over Anthony Richardson?
It's the tallest short person. I was in Indy, and Anthony Richardson looked bad. Couldn't make decisions.
I remember, like, you said that when you got back.
Yeah, he scrambled in 7-on-7. I'm like, there's no pass rush. Why are you running against no one is tackling you? So he was struggling. But let me tell you, it wasn't like, oh, Daniel Jones is out there. He's ripping it apart. No way, no how. The Dolphins should beat the damn Colts with Daniel Jones at the helm. They have some weapons, but I don't think they'll get it to him.
Is it better or worse for the Dolphins that Daniel Jones is going to be the QB?
Worse. Daniel Jones is better than Anthony Richardson, and that's why Shane Steichen made him the starter. But, yeah, like I said, there's no Joe Montana's in Indy right now slinging the biscuit. It's just – it's who's not going to lose the game for us is going to be their approach.
Richardson would give you some chances that Daniel Jones can't. And like, I don't understand the decision unless Richardson really looks that bad.
I'm not joking. He was running the ball in 7-on-7. It's a throwing drill. There's no lineman. Let the ball get. He was running in 7-on-7. That
caught him off guard. I take it as a positive. No one was expecting that on the defense.
What are you doing? He could throw it. I think, like, the decision making, I don't know if they changed the offense up or if they added stuff, but Anthony Richardson, who's a Gator, who, you know, I like him. I know him. I've met him. He didn't look like he was ready to play quarterback in the NFL.
I would imagine he would have had to have looked terrible for them not to choose him, who they took so high. It would be along the lines of, you have to show me that you are so not ready for this because the job is yours otherwise. And he just must have looked that bad. I would imagine, because I know you like Shane Steichen too, so yeah. I obviously, for me, it doesn't make any sense. I would say, oh, yeah, go with the younger guy and the guy you drafted fourth overall and see if he can be this breakout quarterback that maybe you thought you had. And, man, he must have just looked like garbage.
And remember when he broke his finger when the guy just ran straight off the edge and hit him straight square in the chest week one? You didn't see him coming? It wasn't a blindside. He hit you square in the chest. Like, what are you looking at? He, in the practice I watched, and even watching that play when he got hurt, I don't, I think the game hasn't slowed down for him yet. It slows down a lot of times year two. To your point, where if you're good now, you're going to progress. I don't think AR-15 progressed yet.
Let's do headlines. We'll talk more about that today as well. Let's do headlines with Solana. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Just a couple other things you guys may have missed yesterday. The Dolphins signed cornerback Cameron Dantzler Sr. yesterday as well. So they made some sort of addition to that defensive backfield. Hasn't played much in about a year and a half. But to go with Hawk's take on Darren Waller, he's fresh.
There you go. Doesn't have any wear and tear last year and a half.
And Matthew Judon will wear number 8. He was at practice today as well.
All right.
Oh, man.
You saw Notre Dame yesterday announced their starting quarterback for the opener against Miami next Sunday, CJ Carr.
Right. So I didn't know that there was a quarterback controversy, but it seems like there was. And I don't know. Are people excited about this this choice?
Out of South Bend? I don't know. I have a cousin that lives there. I'll text him.
I really am talking about Notre Dame fans. Like, are Notre Dame fans happy or upset with the decision? Does anybody know?
He's the younger guy. He hasn't played in college yet.
Zero stats.
And he's Lloyd Carr's grandson.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's all you hear. So when they talk about who your granddad is, that's your only stat. That's why I think people are worried about him playing against.
I don't know if people are worried or if people wanted, like, if Notre Dame fans wanted him as the starter. I don't know.
I mean, he won the job, right? He won the job.
Well, he was named the starter.
Yeah.
I do trust. I like him. We were just up there too, but I like, I don't like him that much. I can't remember.
Marcus Freeman,
name.
Head coach.
Marcus Freeman. Yeah.
Lou Holtz.
Marcus Freeman. He's a hell of a coach. Is Lou Holtz alive?
He's alive.
Okay. Marcus Freeman's a hell of a coach. So if he chooses him, I think he's ready to play. They're going to run the ball 82 times. Let me break this to you, okay? You watched any Notre Dame games last year?
They're not throwing it to Rocket Ismail?
No. Tape your wrist up because they're coming downhill.
Just a couple local notes. The Marlins are back at it today. They lost again yesterday. Inter Miami, they're going to play Tigres in the League's Cup quarterfinal today. Witty was on with us yesterday, and he explained this is a very difficult matchup, especially because Inter Miami might not have Messi available. He was injured in their previous game, and his status is still unknown. But it feels unlikely he plays or at least starts in today's game.
All right.
You guys saw the retired cop, former Heat security guard, that stole a ton of Heat memorabilia. He pled guilty, entered into a plea agreement yesterday, and he faces a maximum of 10 years in prison, 3 years probation, and a fine of up to $250,000. His sentencing is scheduled for later in October.
All right.
Pled guilty. You got to keep lying. Take it to trial, buddy. 10 years. Goodness gracious.
Your weather, it's 90 degrees in South Florida tonight.
What
the lows
for young blood. Oh man, got busted with that white side. I got busted with that. Who's the dude with the massage gun?
Dwayne Dedman.
Busted with that Dedman massage gun.
He better not have stole a white side. You go to prison for a white side jersey. Come on,
man. What are you in for, young blood? Got 6 or 7 Rogiers. I've been sentenced to 10 Rogiers.
Oh boy. He gonna fall out when he's on the yard.
He'll be like Shawshank.
That's the dummy with the jersey.
jersey. Andy Dufresne's got the poster of the pinup girls on it. He's got Norris Cole in his cell. He's got a poster of Jerry Stackhouse.
Come on, George. This is ridiculous.
It's just a case of being greedy. I mean, well, this guy
most crime is. I mean, most crime is just being greedy.
The stupidity.
Trying to get one over because you're greedy. Then when you get caught, you're like, oh, I didn't mean it. I don't know what I did.
Oh, you wanted these Whiteside jerseys? You wanted these?
To this day, I still didn't do what they charged me with.
Yeah, you got to stick to your guns. Yep.
You got to stick to your guns. We saw you. We have you on camera. I don't know who that was. That's you. I know him. I have a doppelganger. That wasn't me.
Young blood, what are you in for? Posey socks. Posey socks.
Um, 90 degrees tonight. The lows will be in the hey,
you
in the
met
80s.
That dude over there, he's doing time for all that Mervis memorabilia. Dummy, big dummy. Yeah, went all in on Mervis memorabilia, man. Yeah, you'll see him. He's over in the
that'd have been a damn Wade finals jersey or something. If he stole James Posey's socks, come on, George. It better be something good.
What do you think a Matt Mervis autograph goes for right now? Signed Matt Mervis card, autograph, rookie card.
Someone had texted us or tweeted us that he's got a Matt Mervis rookie card. Would I be interested? And hell yeah, I'd be interested.
Don't go over 30.
Cents?
30 cents, right?
Don't go over 30. You get to a quarter, you let it, you know, you start slowing.
There's only
down.
One person bidding against me, and I believe it's Mrs. Mervis.
26 cents. 27 cents.
That's your weather.
All right. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network going to join us in the next segment. Talk some football with him.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Got a horse running at Saratoga? Give me anything. You got a lottery ticket? You got some numbers? What do you got? Just sounds better on the FM. 104.3 FM. WQAM, Miami sports leader. Zach Gelb, I mean, dude sounds like he is a monster of a human on AM or FM, to be quite honest. Very big fella, this Zach Gelb. Zach Gelb is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He can be heard nationally every afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network. And he comes to us on Wednesdays from the WFAN studios in New York City. And by the way, if you thought New York City, you know, was mad about Jalen Brunson and the Jeremy Lin back in the day, that pales in comparison to the excitement they have for Jackson Dart, who is the next great quarterback in the NFL. You didn't know where I was going with that, did you, Gelby? You guys are excited about Jackson Dart, aren't you?
I'm not. I think Jackson Dart is someone, and I said this before, I would not have used the first round pick on him, but in what he's done in preseason, you'd rather have him play well than play horribly. So I'm looking at Jackson Dart. I have no interest in seeing Russell Wilson this year. Like, Russell Wilson at this stage of his career is an above average quarterback as we head into 2025. So I'm all in for throwing the youngster into the deep end with no floaties and seeing if he could swim right away.
Wouldn't that be the right decision, though? Because we know what Jameis is. Like you're saying, I'm not a big believer in Russell Wilson, even with our past back and forth and all that crap. But you drafted him first round. Start the puppy.
That's what I would do. And like my football team, the Patriots, I was skeptical last year, right, of playing Drake May right away because everyone told me he wasn't ready. Just so everyone says that Jackson Dart isn't ready. and they threw Drake May in behind an offensive line that was horrible. We probably could have used Jimmy on it last year. No wide receivers, and Drake May looked fine with basically nothing around him. So this idea of when's the right time to start a quarterback, if he shows you enough in the offseason and training camp and in the early stage of the preseason, I have no problem playing him week one.
I love Gelb coming out of the box. Yeah, not very excited about him. Bench Wilson. I don't need to see anyone else. Jackson Dart's the guy.
No, I didn't say he's the guy, but at least throw him out there.
I mean, you're talking about you never want to see Russell Wilson throw another pass in the NFL because Jackson Dart's so ready.
And by the way, I'm still caught up on how you introduced me in the AM and FM. I think I'm big on AM, but I'm gargantuan on FM is the way that I would say it.
Fair enough. He is gargantuan.
And can we just take care of one thing here? Because this could ruin a relationship. I know you're a preeminent food guy, Hawk. I'm a preeminent food guy. I think Channing is a really good food guy. Jimmy, I don't know his taste, but Solana, he loves to think he's a food guy, but I don't know if he's a great food guy or just a good food guy. So I saw Solana went to Joe's Stone Crab. Can I get the order? And I will tell you if you did this order the right way.
Absolutely. I think I absolutely crushed it. Fried chicken.
Thank God.
And key lime pie. And a Caesar salad.
Wait.
He didn't have stone crabs, Gelb. So you're going to go, thank God. Everyone knows to get the fried chicken, but that's a little cutesy thing to do with your stone crabs. That's all he ate.
Did you get the lobster mac and cheese?
I've tried the lobster mac and cheese. I don't eat seafood. I'm allergic, Gelb, unfortunately.
Not allergic.
So get an EpiPen.
I'm allergic.
Did you get the well done hash browns?
Yes, I did get the well done hash browns. The green tomatoes, yes. And I forgot exactly
did
what.
Did you go to
Joe
Stone Crab or Cracker Barrel? You had fried chicken, fried green tomatoes, and hash browns.
Well, here's my thing. I really think they should rename it.
Did they have the little golf tee game on the table? Are you sure you weren't at Cracker Barrel?
I believe they should rename it to Joe's Fried Chicken. Let's be 100% honest. It's the best thing on the menu there, and it might be the best fried chicken I've ever had in my entire life. And the key lime pie is the second best key lime pie I've ever had as well.
They put a new dessert on there. It's like a s'mores dessert. The key lime pie is excellent, but the s'mores dessert is very, very good. But I went into this just saying, okay, I don't know if Solana got the fried chicken, and it's almost like be careful what you ask for and what you wish for. But the fact that you didn't get – I thought that was a given. That's like when Hawk comes to New York City. He's Jewish. All right, you got a pastrami sandwich from Katz's Deli. Boom. But for you not to get the stone crab, I'm sorry.
I don't need stone crabs. You're like what Tua is
as a quarterback. You know, good.
Oh,
not great.
I mean, settle down now. Now you've gone too far.
Can I say something positive about the Dolphins, by the way?
We'd love it.
Because I've been saying the Dolphins are in a terrible spot. They're not bad enough to be top five in the draft, but they're not good enough to go win multiple playoff games. You look at the beginning of their schedule. Wouldn't this be so NFL? Everyone, including myself, dumps on the Dolphins all offseason, right? Tua doesn't like Tyreek. Tyreek doesn't like Tua anymore. Mike McDaniel shouldn't be an NFL head coach in the year of 2025. But you look at the start of their season. At Indianapolis, the Patriots, at Buffalo, the Jets, and at the Panthers. The first five games of the season, not that they're going to win all those games, but they only have one really tough game, and that's the Buffalo Bills. So we'll learn a lot about the Dolphins early because it's not as if it's murderer's row in the first five games of the season. So there's some optimism finally.
I actually have them going 17-0 this season, but that
doesn't shock
aside.
Me.
Yeah, that's an aside. Week one is Indy, like you mentioned. What do you make of the decision to go with Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson?
Yeah, I never bought into the idea that Anthony Richardson was going to be a great NFL quarterback. Sid Rosenberg once told me, potential means, kid, you haven't done it yet. And all I've been hearing about for years is the potential of Anthony Richardson. It would kind of be like Solana, right? Solana goes to a restaurant, posts one good dish, and we think he may be a food guy. But then you see him post a bunch of crappy dishes, and you go, okay, he's not a food guy. That's Anthony Richardson. He'll give you one or two plays, but then he doesn't put it together for any long stretch of time. With all that being said, I think the Colts should have started him week one. I know the coach doesn't trust him, but is Daniel Jones ever healthy? No. Is Daniel Jones ever consistent? No. It's almost a carbon copy of the same person, except the only difference is Daniel Jones did have that 1 year where he put it together and did go to the playoffs with the New York Giants and beat the Vikings in a playoff game. So I'm down on Richardson, but I would have started the year with him given one last chance at the quarterback position.
But the Daniel Jones, because you're a Giants guy. Is he – does he –
I'm a Patriot fan. I just live in New York here.
But he loves Jackson Dart.
You're a New Yorker. Is Daniel Jones exactly what we think he is? Because I'm not impressed. I was up in Indy last week. Anthony Richardson was running in 7-on-7, which you're not allowed to run because there's no linemen, which just – that's embarrassing. But Daniel Jones
did he take himself out of the practice?
He didn't look – no, he didn't tap out. Actually, people talk about that he was – because the Green Bay fans were actually there, and some people had T-shirts of him tapping his helmet game, which was hilarious.
That was a bad look. Admittedly, a bad look.
A bad look? You take yourself? You're the quarterback. That was ridiculous.
I'm actually tapping out the rest of this segment.
Crowder basically does that Daniels once a week anyway, so.
that's not a lie.
You bring up that 1 year, but you watch more Daniel Jones than us. Does he have any potential – to use your word, of being good? Because I'm honestly, neither one of them were impressive.
Daniel Jones was really productive that one season with Brian Daboll when they did go to the playoffs. But I'm always told how great Daniel Jones looks in practice. And then I get to the games and his decision-making is awful. It's almost Carson Wentz-like, another guy that was in Indianapolis, where there'll be a 3-4 game stretch, especially with the talent that the Colts have on offense with Tyler Warren, with Jonathan Taylor, with Michael Pittman Jr., with Pierce, where you'll go, okay, you know, maybe Daniel Jones has something. But whenever you think he has something, then it's just two games where it's not just bad. It's absolutely horrific.
What upsets you more? Is it the fact that
you're not ordering stone crabs?
Get over it. I don't eat fish. I don't eat fish.
But listen, that's appropriate because he always says I'm allergic to seafood, and he's not. He's told us I'm not allergic. I don't like to eat fish.
You got
to
be like Uncle June, Solana. You got to eat that fish, all right?
the Browns quarterback.
The thing is, why go to Joe Stonecrab and wait all that time and do the whole thing of getting down there if you're just going to have fried chicken?
Who'd you go with, by the way?
Wait all that time? I'm Solana. Walk right in. I mean, it was unbelievable. Walk
right in. Oh, goodness gracious.
And they sat me down.
Solana's here, everyone. Salon
went Tuesday at 3 p.m.
Did you say hello to Eddie, the maitre d'?
No, he wasn't working that night, actually.
He works
he
every
had the night off.
Yeah,
the
Please. Night I off. Mean, he's a staple.
I don't think he was at Joe's.
And before Eddie, it was Bones. Like, come on. And Dan Marino
hit it on the head.
You think he went to
you
Joe's
couldn't
Crab
get
Shack?
In. Yeah, he went to the Crab Shack. He didn't go to Joe's Seafood Crab.
I took pictures of me at Joe's. I had the little bib on. AI. I walked right in, and they said, oh, Mr. Solana, follow us.
And they were talking to Solana's father when they said was in a high chair.
Right. When they came and took your order, and you said fried chicken, and then did they just stay in there and wait for the rest of it?
Who'd you go with?
Yeah, everybody got stone crab except for me. I don't eat stone crab. God. I did try
like
stone
the redheaded
crab. I
will, stepchild.
I will send you the video of me trying stone crab.
But you're allergic.
Right.
He's not allergic.
Right. I might be though. I might be allergic.
You're telling me did you have it with drawn butter or their mustard sauce?
Yeah, I did. I did. I did.
And
it
you
the
didn't
way.
Like it?
I'll send you the video. I'll let you know.
Tell me, you didn't like it?
It's just too fishy for me. It's
not fishy at all.
You and Jameis Winston aren't hanging out anytime soon, I'll tell you that.
That joke would have killed in 2014, Kel.
Yeah, it was great.
But it's not fishy. Stone crab
about
isn't
time.
Fishy
it only took
all.
20 minutes into the segment delicious. For you to have a backbone.
You can't Boom! Tell me something's not fishy. If I'm telling you, I thought it was fishy. And by the way, it's not an indictment on Joe Stonecrab. Everybody
I don't think your opinion's going to ruin Joe Stonecrab. So I don't think you need to say that.
I think Solana's more you go across the street and you go to Carbone. That's, I think, the type of eater.
Well,
Solana's.
I love Carbone. I've been to Carbone. I walk right in there as well. I love Carbone. I mean, you know, but I go to Joe's.
Go to
I love
vegan place.
The fried chicken.
Around?
Yeah, Prime's there.
Okay, just making sure.
Prime Italian, the meatball. Yeah. unbelievable. Probably the best Solana I've ever had.
Usually goes to Arby's instead of Prime 112. That's where he gets
it. Get out of here. I mean, you guys really think you're foodies? Kelp, get out of here, man. Like, you go to New York and literally you get invited to places, you order lasagna every effing time.
That's
how
not
many more
true.
Times? How many
That's
more times true. Are you going to post lasagna on your Instagram story?
That's
please?
Not true. The only time I post lasagna is Thanksgiving. That's it.
I'm going to unfollow you every time he goes to an Italian restaurant. This guy
That's
orders lasagna
true.
Like he's 18. That's get
absolutely
out of here.
My
you are fake news.
Show.
You
my dream show. I've never been more delighted.
I was gonna ask
this is
you
how
about-
I always envision this show.
Because
it's like
you
have six head, you know, five talking head boxes, but it's really opinionated takes on food, not sports or politics. This is such my dream show.
Someone once asked me, what do? I go, oh, I'm a sports talk show host, but like half the time I'm usually just talking about food. Like let's be real.
Yes.
What's your question, Solana? Go ahead.
I mean, the Browns quarterback situation. It was an easy one. Whatever. Who cares? Who cares?
No, it's a mess.
Genuinely, like, what are you most upset about? The fact that they signed Joe Flacco, drafted two rookies, and have kept, like, what? Because I'm trying to figure out, like, what we should be most upset about. The fact that they're going to go with Joe Flacco, the fact that they put themselves in this mess, the fact that Shador Sanders is fourth on the depth chart. Like, what's the biggest issue with the in my opinion, the dumbest situation in the NFL right now?
Well, everyone got hurt. That's what it is. Ironically, besides Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, hamstring. Shador Sanders, oblique. Dylan Gabriel, hamstring. So everyone got hurt. But it was basically set up, I thought, where it was two competitions, where it was Joe and Kenny competing for the starting job. And then it was Shador and Dylan Gabriel competing for who's going to be second, who's going to be third. But I guess now they're going to keep four quarterbacks. People denied this to me. I will stand by it. I think Jimmy Haslam forced Andrew Berry and forced Kevin Stefanski to draft Shador Sanders. And quite frankly, if they keep all four, I think we'll see all four at some point this season. But bare minimum, you're going to see at least three quarterbacks. And at one point, Shador is going to play. And do I think Shador is going to be great? No, but I think Shador will be solid considering the environment around him. But I think it's pretty clear what this is shaping up to be. They got two first-round picks next year. They're going to use one of those picks on a quarterback in the first round. So it seems like a waste of everybody's time, but it's highly entertaining. It is.
It is entertaining. It's good content. Right. Gelby, we got to let you go. You saw my video, though, with Big Boom AJ. I just ran into him in Boca. Tell Crowder, you are one of the originators of being fans of AJ and Big Justice.
Yeah, I bring the boom. Hawk brings the boom. Crowder brings the boom, and Solana brings the doom.
I don't bring no damn boom. Why I'm not? More I mean, famous. I'm more famous than AJ and Big and Big Chubby, whatever his name is.
That's a kid. Have some respect.
I respect.
You should hear the way he talks about the Rizzler.
I respect metabolism. Wait, I'm more famous.
And Crowder.
Who do you think is more famous, AJ and Big Justice or Crowder?
AJ and Big Justice.
Yeah, they are.
What?
I mean, they just are. They just are.
They're just not. Look at the,
and Crowder, don't sell yourself short. Come on. Don't say you don't bring the boom. Back in the day, I heard you bring the boom in some places.
I brought the boom when it didn't mean the boom was too... You know, a guy with a Spanx shirt on.
I always wondered why I was in the 10th floor of the JW Marriott and the guy on the 11th floor in Indianapolis, the whole floor was shaking. They told me it was Channing's room.
That was me with the double chunk chocolate cookie.
Yeah. or Vic Bermudez punching Sid. I heard that was the boom.
Oh, my goodness. We'll he whooped the hell out of Sid in that taxi. That was
later does. Yelp.
Yeah, Zach Gelb from the WFAN studios in New York City. You hear him on the Infinity Sports Network. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll come back with a little more Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show?
I'm not booming nothing.